This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. After nearly 2 weeks on strike, King Soopers unionized workers have ended their picket lines. CPR's Molly Cruz has more on a deal between the company and the union.
King Soopers and the union representing thousands of their employees reached a temporary return to work agreement last night. The agreement includes a 100-day period of labor peace, and the sides will resume contract negotiations over the next few months. Almost 100 stores across the Front Range were impacted by the strikes. King Soopers says stores and pharmacies will return to normal operations Wednesday. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The Rio Grande Library Initiative aims to preserve and showcase the water, land, and cultural history of the San Luis Valley. Paul Formisono leads the school's Salazar Rio Grande del Norte Center, which supports conservation in the region. He says they want to gather and digitize all kinds of materials.
Books, maps, journals, photographs, potentially oral histories, legal documents, etc., from throughout the valley and the upper Rio Grande Basin.
Formisono says they'll start by creating an online public archive. They're in the early stages of planning the entire project. Bridge repairs over Blue Mesa Reservoir may come in under budget. A crack in the middle of the bridge on Highway 50 forced a lengthy road closure last spring and summer. Colorado Department of Transportation Region 3 Director Jason Smith says $126 million was budgeted for repairs.
In the end, it looks like we'll have, in the range of $5 to maybe $10 million of savings on the project.
The total cost includes reinforcement of two bridges over Blue Mesa and detour routes. Crews will have to return in the spring for some minor finishes. In Denver today, expect a high around 18, in Colorado Springs 19, and in Grand Junction 50 degrees and sunny. This is CPR News and KRCC.